Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
For by him, Jesus Christ, all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things are created by him and for him. We'll get in that a little bit later. Not just by him, but for him, for his glory and all. So we see that back in Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 2, by whom also he made the worlds. Again, the word world does not mean terra firma. It does not mean this earth. It means the ages, the aeons, time out of mind. Before Genesis 1:1, there was God. He created anything that was before Genesis 1:1, including time. Are y'all following?
Yeah.
I follow, but I don't understand. Oh, you who says you got a greater mind than I do? It's because God is infinite. Our mind's finite. Infinite is time out of mind. And I use this illustration. I can't even fathom what Jesus, God, and the Holy Ghost were doing before there was anything. Now, Ronnie might can, because he's kind of, I'm just picking at him, okay? But yeah, before he created the heavens and the earth, before he created the sun, moon, before he created the angels, before he created the seraph, the cherub, before he created anything, it was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That blows my mind. What did they do? I know they talked about eternity and things in order, but after that, what else did they do? And I'm not talking about sitting around playing chess or checkers. I'm not talking about that, you know. But what a mighty God we serve, an awesome God. And he's the creator, and that's what that means. By whom also he made the worlds, not just earth, the sun, moon, stars. No, no, no. It means time. The ages upon the ages upon the ages. In him is time. We can't fathom that. Well, let me move on. Verse number 3. That's where I left off. Who being the... This is the third description of the sevenfold description of God's Son. And these two verses is the third one. Who being the brightness of his glory. Now that word brightness is an interesting word. It means the shining forth, or literally the off shining, the reflection of God. I'm going to put it this way. We will never see God the Father. Never. I know this blows your mind. Because of the... Matter of fact, we read that God to the invisible God, a God whom you have not yet seen, who you're not going to see. I'm talking about the Father. Jesus Christ is the brightness of his glory. So Jesus as God is manifested in the glass, in the flesh. It's the shining forth of God. Are y'all following this?
Yeah.
Very, very. Okay, that's why the Lord Jesus is the brightness of God that we cannot see. It's like the sun. We do not see the sun. We think we do, but we don't see the sun. We see the rays of the sun. What comes out from the sun, the brightness, the rays of the sun. It's a silly illustration, but it's the same thought. At least we can wrap our mind around this. When we see Jesus, it's the brightness, that reflected brightness, that off-shining of the Father. And Paul talks about who being the brightness of his glory. And by the way, that phrase who being literally means the absolute. There's so much here. I need to move on. Who being the absolute shining forth of his glory, that Shekinah glory of God. It was manifested in Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, when he came to earth as a flesh, he set aside that glory. The only time he had that glory was when he was on that Mount of Transfiguration. And I won't go in to remember that. When Moses and Elijah was there and that brightness came upon, a little bit of that brightness come upon the Lord and Peter and his boy. It's good to be here. What do you know? That kind of thing. Remember the glory that shone upon Moses, that the bright God, I want to see your face. You can't see my face. Matter of fact, you would die. You remember that? And the Lord said, I still want to see, and he hid Moses in the back behind the rock, put his head in the hands, and so that you could see my backside when I walked by. Well, because of the glory of God, it was literally Jesus Christ walking by, that they had to cover Moses' head. Remember when he came down off the mount because of the glory that shone up? Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's that brightness, that what we would call that off-shining of God. Then when Jesus came in the flesh as a baby, he laid that aside. Well, we're going to see him once again in all his glory. And when we're glorified, we're going to be able to handle that. Hey, we couldn't handle it right now. That's why I have a real problem with people saying, I see Jesus. And you've heard these stories, you know, I've walked with Jesus. I'm probably the last, they write books about it and all, but it, I won't go into that. But anyway, he's the brightness of his glory. And then this next phrase, that's the fourth description that's given here. The expressed image of his person, the expressed image of his person. Literally, we get the word, the expressed image, we get the word character from it. Now, the word character means like when you put something on a printing press, and you press it down, and it gives that exact reproduction of what that character represents. Well, Jesus Christ is the exact imprint of God. Matter of fact, Jesus Christ is the exact representation of the very substance of God. We could call it the divine engraving of God. That's why in John chapter number 14, when Jesus said this in verse number 6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. From henceforth ye know him and have seen him. You've seen the Father. And Philip says unto him, Lord, show us the Father. And it sufficeth us. In other words, it satisfies. You know, just show us the Father. Well, here's what Jesus said. Verse number 9. He saith unto him, have I been so long with you, and you've not yet thou know me, Philip? Been with you three and a half years. Ain't you figured it out yet? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how can thou sayest then, show us the Father? Philip, when you see me, you see the Father. How is that possible? Because in Hebrews, we see that he's the expressed image of his person. And let me know. Then it talks about the upholding of all things by the word of his power. The upholding literally means, it doesn't mean that when we think of the word upholding, our mind goes back to Greek mythology. Some people do, where you have Atlas. Remember Atlas and that big old world on his shoulders, and he's just holding it all together on his shoulder. That's not what that word upholding means. The word upholding literally means that he holds it all together by his spoken word. Not only he maintains it, he sustains it. God spoke it into existence by his spoken word. And by his word, he holds it together. And one day it's all going to come apart. Remember in Peter about the world being burnt up? This world, the atmosphere. I even believe the moon's going to be burned up. This is just my personal opinion. It's going to be reconfigured. Why? Because man's a sinful creature. He walked on the moon and he polluted the moon. Preacher, you're crazy. Well, let me just live in my world. But listen, anything man touches is defiled. Anything man touches is defiled. That's why I think, you know, the moon and things that God, man's touching. Anyway, God holds it together with the spoken word. One day he's going to burn it all up and cleanse it all again by just letting it go. How he does that, I don't know. The Bible does not say. I just know he maintains it and he sustains it. And that's what that word upholds, all things by the word of his power. He holds it all together. And I have a note here. Every atom, every molecule, every cell, and all these big words, Miss Nikki's a nurse. So we have distinguished guest among us, you know. And she knows all these big words, and I don't know these because being in medical profession and all. God holds all that together. And at the right moment, he's just going to let it all go.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.